Thank you. I'm just going to do two or three more and then call Pete out for the grand banjo finale.
Let's see. I love this little chair here. Isn't it cute?
It was mentioned how Pete got to play with Steve Martin on the David Letterman show, which was just wonderful. They did Foggy Mountain Breakdown. And Steve Martin's really getting into playing the banjo a lot these days. He was on this comedy benefit show playing an original tune that he wrote. And his backup band was Tom Hanks and Eric Idle. True, playing guitars, and they sounded really good. They were playing Newgrass music. Never thought I'd see the day. But I had a chance to do a little recording with Steve Martin about 9 months ago for this double banjo album I'm doing. And I got in touch with the secretary through email and asked if he might be interested in doing this. And she said yes, he would, and gave me his phone number, and I called him. He lives in the West 70s in New York City. For a small price, I'll give you his address and phone number. So he said, why don't you come over? We were going to record on Tuesday, and Monday was going to be that he and I were going to get together and work out these double banjo things, one of which he wrote, a tune called The Crow, which is a really pretty tune. And so we said, why don't you show up at 10:30? We'll rehearse from 10:30 to 11:30. And I thought, okay, that's cool. That'd be great. And he called me up the night before and said, why don't you make it 9:30? He was supposed to have a yoga lesson before and then a shoot for Life magazine after that. But he blew up his yoga lesson so we could have more time to play the banjo. His priorities were obviously in the right place. And so I showed up at 9:30 in the morning and was ushered into his apartment, which is, as you can imagine, fairly nice. Not opulent, but very nice, overlooking Central Park West. And he has all these like amazing paintings on the wall because he's a collector. So check those out. And we just played banjo for about an hour and a half. And then he said, Paul Simon's coming over at noon, if that's all right with you. Yeah, that'd be all right. So I said, okay, so, you know, at noon, and we're still working on the banjo stuff, and noon the doorbell rings, and in walks Paul Simon. And he was there to play his new CD for Steve Martin, which isn't actually even out yet at this point. And so as soon as I'm introduced to Paul Simon, the phone rings, and Steve Martin has to go into the back to take the phone call. So there I am with Paul Simon. And Paul Simon just starts looking at these, you know, paintings on the wall. And after a few minutes, he just picks up Steve Martin's banjo. And I'm just kind of standing there, picks up Steve Martin's banjo. And to break the ice, I say, you look good in the banjo. And he says, thanks, you know. And I could never figure out how to play the chords on this thing. And I said, well, it's really simple. Just strum it open. That's a G chord. And he does that. And then I said, you know, play the D7th like you would on the guitar, but lift off your ring finger. And he does that. And so there's a D7th. And then Steve Martin came back in, so I got to give Paul Simon a 45-second banjo lesson. And so Steve Martin said, would you guys like to have lunch? And we said, sure, this didn't seem like a bad idea for me. I was going to go out onto the street and get a dirty water hot dog otherwise. He said, would you like to get us, I'll order up some tofu burgers. And I said, okay. So the tofu burgers come up there, and we're sitting at this, Steve Martin's kitchen table, and looking out at Central Park West, and there's a, you know, I'm sitting here, Paul Simon's here, Steve Martin's there, and there's this CD machine playing Paul Simon's new album. I thought, this is pretty cool. And after about three tunes, Paul Simon says, you know, this next tune I didn't add the vocals to it yet, I'll just sing it for you now. So he plays the backing track, and there's Paul Simon singing this brand new song that to this day no one's even heard yet. It's like an amazing song. Life is good, life is good. So the next day I had lunch with George Bush and Condoleezza Rice, just to balance things out a little bit. I'm just kidding, folks. Anyway, Steve Martin wrote this thing for the Oxford American, which is a literary magazine out of Oxford, Mississippi. And he's a wonderful writer. And in this article, he wrote about his early days playing the banjo. So I will, if I can read this and play the banjo at the same time, I'll regale you with a little Steve Martinism here. The first song I ever learned was Cripple Creek. The advantage of learning Cripple Creek was that it could be played over and over and over and over into the night endlessly forever. We could play it fast. We could play it slow. We could modulate from fast to slow. We could play it quiet. We could play it loud. It had lyrics we could sing. Going up the cripple creek, 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 going up the And we came to the end of a verse, the banjo would take over, and I would play it extra loud. Believing the increased volume created excitement. Then after hours of playing Cripple Creek, we would look at each other and decide it was time to end it. And we would blunder to a coda, stop, and take a break. Then it would be time to play again, and someone would suggest Cripple Creek. And the whole thing would start all over. To this day, I cannot stand to play Cripple Creek. I can barely write its title. So I still actually like Cripple Creek. So I'll play a little bit to take up the slack that Steve Martin is obviously leaving behind here. So this is a little bit of Cripple Creek. I'll dedicate this to all my students today. Thank you for coming, and this is for you.